Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Kirkpatrick to Machick, and Aparicio is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKinney. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Knoop moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is hit by the pitch. Newt moves to third. Jainsky moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Matchick reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knupp hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson bunts towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. Matchick moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spence strikes out. one out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry Jainsky. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Barry Moore now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall pinch hits for Billy Sorrell. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Matchick is hit by the pitch. Schall moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Schall now playing third base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rojas tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McKinney. Piniella moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Tommy Matchick now playing second base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Ken Wright now pitching. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Lee Stang. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Hermann tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Royals. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gail Hopkins now playing first base. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-5, Royals. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. May moves to second. Rich Morales pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. May moves to third. Morales moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Royals. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Rich McKinney. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.